A new streaming service is launching in 2023. Well, kind of new. It will be a version of HBO Max and Discovery Plus squeezed together. But a lot of fans are focusing on what will not be on the new service. HBO Max decided to cancel a Batgirl movie that was already in post-production. We have NPR TV critic Eric Deggans here to make some sense of what's going on. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
So on Twitter right now, hashtag HBO Max just canceled is trending. What are the viewers saying about what's happening at HBO Max?
Well, it's interesting. I think people have gotten the sense that this new company that came together earlier this year, Warner Brothers Discovery, has taken control of HBO and HBO Max and a bunch of other platforms. And their cost cutting may threaten the things about HBO Max that make it cool. I think that's the fear that people have.
You know, so you have people who are watching who are loyalists who say, wait a minute, what's happening? Is my HBO Max getting hollowed out here?
Right. In addition to the Batgirl movie getting canceled, they also very quietly pulled some relatively not that popular titles off of this service, and they canceled some projects. And so people were like, oh my God, is Euphoria going to get canceled? Which is like, you know, one of HBO's most popular and critically acclaimed series. And that's not going to happen. And, you know, all these things are kind of coming together to make people kind of feel insecure about the fate of HBO Max. And I think if, once people really understand the facts behind it, they'll understand that it's not that bad.
Yeah, so tell me, yeah, amidst this gnashing of teeth, what's the reality of what's happening?
Yeah, so the reality is that Warner Brothers Discovery, you know, when it came together earlier this year, the company has $53 billion in debt, billion with a B. And so they have to figure out a way to cut costs. So in the case of the Batgirl movie, you know, they got some sort of tax write-off that would have allowed them to write off their taxes a significant portion of that movie's $90 million budget. Also, executives from the company had an earnings call last week, and you got the sense that they really wanted to rethink how all their superhero movies from the DC universe were going to be rolled out. And this Batgirl movie was just clearly something that they didn't want to do, which, you know, I understand can upset fans. But there are some very real sort of fiscal reasons why they're making these decisions. And they're not just sort of cutting the legs out of HBO Max for no reason.
And stepping back on this topic of fiscal money reality, is there something bigger going on just in the streaming world economy? Are many of these companies having financial issues that we, the consumers, are just kind of waking up to?
Yeah, I think what has happened is that Wall Street during this year has been forced to have a more realistic view of what streaming platforms can achieve in terms of how many subscribers they can sign up and how much revenue they can generate. Yeah. And now people are realizing that there may be a ceiling to how many people they can sign up for these services, which gives you a ceiling to how much revenue they can make.
Yeah. So just to put a point on this, for me, the viewer, what's going to happen? Am I going to see prices going up in general? You know, maybe quietly, but I'm going to have to pay attention to that. Am I going to see any change in the choices of shows compared to what I've been watching the last couple of years?
Well, I think what will probably happen is that there'll be one unified streaming service, and there'll be a fee for that streaming service that might be a little more than you're paying for HBO Max right now.
So, Eric, for HBO Max fans who are very concerned about what the merger with Discovery Plus is going to look like, what's it going to look like?
It depends. I mean, if I was Warner Brothers Discovery, what I would do is I would create a unified service, and I would charge the same for it that they're charging for HBO Max right now, so that you can shift most of the people who have HBO Max now just into that service, right? And people won't have to think about it. So I would do the same thing with this unified service, and then I would have a range of prices below that. They're talking about establishing an ad-supported service where it would be cheaper for you to access whatever this combined service is if you agree to watch ads. So what I think is going to happen is that across the streaming world, what people are going to see is a range of prices. The upper tier price, which will be watching whatever it is on that service with no ads, may go up $1 or $2 a month. But then you'll have a range of prices below that where you can get different mixes and matches and combinations of things. And you'll also have the ability to watch things with ads and pay a lower price. So that's the future of streaming for fans, is that you get more choice. You may have to watch some ads, but the upper tier price is probably going to shift up a little bit. And, the lowest performing titles that may be on these streaming services that they're just kind of carrying because they know a few people like them, they may have to drop them in order to, get their financial house in order.
Yeah. That's NPR's TV critic Eric Deggans on the streaming business. Eric, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.